one of the issues that absolutely has to be dealt with immediately by the provincial health is that of the shortage of staff, nursing staff particularly, which is why we invite now to air Thokozile Kilekile. That's Thokozile Kilekile, who is the Western Cape Provincial Secretary for the Democratic Nursing Organization of South Africa, better known as DENOSA. Thokozile, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir, and welcome, and thank you for having us online.
Thank you for agreeing
to the listeners too.
Thank you for agreeing to speak to us, Thokozile. From what you know, what is the shortage of nursing staff, particularly in the Western Cape, but also in Gauteng, if you have numbers? You work provincially, obviously. You don't work nationally. I appreciate that. But what is the shortage of number of nurses needed on the field right now compared to what we have?
As much as I do not have the figures to that effect, however, we will all understand that it has been a problem for a long time. If we may reflect, we'll talk about Resolution 3 of 2007, which is the OSD, which was designed to keep the nurses in the country from going away for greener pastures. So that was done to try and retain nurses in South Africa. So as we speak now, for the fact that we are having this pandemic, we are really having a problem because we still have a shortage of nursing even before then. In terms of the second wave, you'll find out that we have this problem of shortage of nurses, and we have been utilizing voluntary nurses in the first wave, but now we are hearing, we are made to believe that the department is trying to get those nurses that are retired and the voluntary nurses to be permanently to be employed in the sector. However, that will never assist much for this pandemic, because it's something that just came out without anybody being ready. Now, the issue of nurses that are short in the sector, when we talk with the Department of Health, we advise or maybe engage in issues of taking the caregivers. We will all understand that we are having those home-based nurses or caregivers, people that are nursing people in the community. So we are having those in the hospital also. And we were trying to invite the employer to consider taking those people in the pool, because all we need right now is a pair of hands to assist the people in the bedside. However, then the department is still reluctant to do that because of the freeze or maybe the strict budget that they are facing. However, then we are of the view that because of these people that are sick and people who are dying, we are saying to the department they can utilize some funds to get those nurses to be permanent, and also using the agency nurses just to have a chance to expand the space or the field of nurses, or maybe to say the nurses are increased in numbers. And the other thing that is affecting us more, of which it is under discussion, is the issue of opening up of nursing colleges where nurses will be trained and we get more nurses coming to the field for future. However, for now, there isn't much that we can do, but we are just trying to place and match, because we really need nurses to nurse the citizens of the country. And in terms of the status of nurses, if I may, the status of nurses is really devastating. These workers are really demoralized. They are physically drained. They are psychologically drained. Socially, too, they are drained, because you'll find out emotionally, for them to look every day on these patients dying in front of their eyes, it's really draining, because you must remember, nurses are human beings, and they are daughters and sons of the families. So when they get out of the workplace, they go back to their families. And you realize that when they nest themselves in the workplace, at home they nest their families, and socially they nest the community and the citizens of the country. And at the end of the day, the pressure becomes so severe when the conditions are not endurable for them to continue and render the service in the workplaces. You will realize that when they get to work, they are there to service those patients that are sick and that are dying. But if you find out that they are having limited resources, it really drains to them and it frustrates them. Now, the issue that is at hand is that there is no cooperation of the managers in the workplaces. And we are talking about it with the department regarding that, because you realize that if the nurse has contracted this condition in the workplace, the department, or rather the managers in the workplace, they not consider this as important more than them wanting the business or the work to be done, forgetting the fact that this is a constitutional right of the workers or of the nurse, also a right to work, a right to be in a healthy and a safe environment. Now, what has been happening recently is that you find the managers in the workplace to be putting pressure on these nurses for the fact that they want the work to be done. And the nurse will tell the manager that, no, I am not supposed, because of my condition or because of comorbidity that I'm having, this environment is not conducive for me. But then the manager will take some other steps now to say the person is refusing to work. And those are not the things that we should consider right now. All we need to do now as nurses is we need to render the service to the citizens of the country, for everyone to have rights, because everyone has the right to life.
And just to bring in the listener there into some context, there are currently 761 healthcare workers in the Western Cape alone who are infected with COVID-19. And according to the Premier yesterday, in the past 2 weeks alone, 5 healthcare workers have died as a result of the virus. This must be concerning to Danosa.
Quite correct. You are spot on, because we realize that it happened in one of the institutions. And the fact that these nurses died, it left us as Danosa very frustrated for the fact that it has been happening. You remember in the first wave also, there were some nurses, that a lot of nurses and health workers that died. But at this point in time, the department has no power or have no muscle to replace those nurses. Now, if the person died, or if the person is staying at home, or if the person is quarantined or hospitalized for a while, then it leaves a burden to the nurses that are still working, that are still pulling their socks to go and work. But it would be comforting if the department will also consider, or rather the government, to consider the fact that these nurses are trying by all means, also the government to consider the issue of their increment and loosen up for the fact that they do not want to consider increasing of the public service workers as we speak. So because of these things, the shortage is advancing, because all these nurses that are retiring, the nurses that are dying, the nurses, they are not replaced. And that leaving the nurses with a tremendous workload, which is really frustrating to us.
Thokozile, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thokozile Gilegile is the Provincial Secretary in the Western Cape for the Democratic Nursing Organization of South Africa.